Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Get connected with WFAN to talk about your favorite teams. The Fan on the Odyssey iHeart and TuneIn apps.
He'd say, I know what I want.
After 8 o'clock here on The Fan in New York City, Tommy Lugauer.
Loogie.
It is after hours, and hopefully everybody is having a very pleasant Loogie evening out there as we are inching closer and closer to Game 1 of the NBA Finals. This is from Mike Brown about Mitchell Robinson. Mike said, Mitch did some individual work today, and we're still waiting on the Knicks medical staff to tell him what the next steps are. Okay, here's the next step. Mitchell Robinson is going to play Game 1 of the NBA Finals, and he's going to play in every game of the NBA Finals, barring a different type of injury, because a broken pinky is not keeping you out of the NBA Finals. When you are the longest tenured Knick, this is for the richest prize in the game, the biggest stage in the world, 50-plus years a championship drought, 27 years not in the Finals. Mitchell Robinson is the guy on this roster who saw the bad times and is now basking in the great times. He'll be out there. A broken pinky is not going to keep him from taking the court on the biggest and grandest stage of his entire life, and a chance to do something very special with his teammates, which I think the Knicks will do in five games. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Sam in Jersey here on The Fan. What's up, Sam?
Hey, how are you?
Hey, what's up?
I'd love to have your confidence in whatever pills you're taking, but the reality is that you could be cautiously optimistic, but also be a realist. I mean, here's the problem that I've got right now. I can't toss around in my head enough that we didn't really beat anybody. I mean, they're playing championship ball. I don't disagree with you, but we beat a battered and bruised Sixers team that was without Embiid for basically two games and was a shell of himself the other two games. We beat an older Cleveland team. And look, you de-minimize the Spurs' maturity. The Spurs have matured on the scene. Like, we've watched them mature, like, throughout the playoffs. They just beat
but now
the championship team.
Exactly, but now it's the finals, and I feel like that was their championship. That was their crowning achievement for a young team to say, hey, we have this long window where we can win multiple championships. We got to the finals ahead of schedule, and now you're facing a Knick team where it's, if they don't win this year, they may never get another crack at it like this, because you brought it up. Hey, the road that got them here, and it created a situation where they have now had a momentum, a tidal wave of momentum, And by the way, I don't know if you agree with this, Sam. I think the Knicks would have embarrassed the Celtics. They would have smoked them. And the Pistons got embarrassed by Cleveland in a game seven. So what would the Knicks have done to them? So nobody that was going to get thrown, anybody that was going to get thrown in their way in the Eastern Conference, they were going to roll over. So that's just the way it goes. Oh, that's why a lot of people thought they'd get to the finals this year, is because the road was going to be a lot easier than years past. That's not their problem. That's not their fault. And they're playing great basketball. And they're also facing weaker opponents. So they're living up to knocking them off.
I love your sentiments. I'll talk strategy for a quick second, and I'll just say the one thing that you've hit the nail on the head on is the one way we really beat them is getting Wemby's young. You get in his head.
Yep.
You're throwing three capable centers, and like you said, if you use your fouls, and I have no problem with all three of them using their fouls and using them quickly and getting Wemby's head out of control, because you could see he gets out of control very easily. And he's young, and he's immature, and
Same with Castle, and he could turn the ball over, and he could be a little bit of a hothead. So that's where the experience will come into play for the Knicks, and the inexperience of the Spurs will be to their detriment.
I'll leave it at this, and that's my Knicks thought, but I'll tell you, I know you're going to talk football later on. Mm-hmm. I just don't see how I think the Giants are still way too young. I think the Eagles and the Cowboys are they're just too good for this division.
You're saying to win the division. You're saying you don't think the Giants can win the division, but do you like them to... Is that what you're saying? You don't think they could win the division this year?
I think if the Giants win eight games, that's a really good year.
Okay, so I disagree to an extent. Where I agree with you is, yeah, the Eagles are obviously... Now, they traded A.J. Brown, but they're still a very tough team. The Cowboys should be better, but stop me if you've heard that before. My giant expectations going into the season are playoffs. Now, however they get there, if it's 8 wins, if it's 10 wins, whatever the case may be. So if they can get in with 8, which is tough, but if they can, great. I just want to make the playoffs. That to me is my, much like the Knicks' bare minimum goal this year for me, was, hey, you have to make the finals. That's bare minimum. And then we'll go from there. With the Giants, it's, hey, make the playoffs and then go from there. I don't want to hear any excuses. I don't want to hear about this, that, and the other. You bring in Harbaugh. You have Jackson Dart, who I believe is the next great quarterback in this league. And you have a roster now that is continuing to grow and grow and grow. And a defense that I think with the right coaching staff should be a heck of a lot better than it was last year. I know there are issues in the secondary, and they've tried to address some of them. I wish they would have addressed it with Caleb Downs, but they didn't. And I certainly can't argue with drafting an offensive lineman in the top 10. That's a hard hat. That's a lunch pail. That's a championship type of pick. And you're protecting your most valuable asset, which is Jackson Dart. So I'm not going to argue with where the Giants went. It just stinks that they couldn't get Caleb Downs, and he went to the Cowboys, which also makes it even worse. But with this coach, who has over 600 winning percentage in his career, he builds the culture. I think the Giants... better, let's put it this way, better be in the playoffs. Otherwise, it's a major, in my opinion, major disappointment. When there's precedent in the league, last year with New England, new coach, young quarterback, they made the Super Bowl. Chicago, new coach, young quarterback, they won a playoff game. Jags, new coach, young quarterback, they went to the playoffs. You tell me the Giants aren't as good as those teams? They definitely are. And when you look at last year, there was so many games where coaching played a major part in them not winning. The Giants starting quarterback for the first couple weeks is doing television now. And I like Joe Shane, and I've defended him. That was an all-time stupid, in a sports sense, move. When you could have just had, and I know I've said this a million times, but I'm going to say it a million and one times. Jameis Winston should have been the starting quarterback. If you were going to go the veteran route, because I would have started Dart. As you know, I wore a sign for weeks, start Dart. I would have started Jameis Winston, who is better than Russell Wilson. Not for his career, but certainly at this point. I don't know what the Giants were thinking. I really don't. In terms of Wilson, I get it in terms of a veteran quarterback to perhaps start the year and then ease Dart in and then become the backup, which is what Winston is now. But the idea of going with Russell Wilson, all-time head scratcher. And Winston was already on the roster when they brought Russell Wilson in. And I've asked Tiki to send Joe Shane a note here in Study Hall to give me an answer. And now Joe Shane has got an extension, so he's got nothing to worry about. Could someone answer this from the Giants, please? What the thought process was there? Plus, my main man, Tommy DeVito, had shipped out of here, although he's making money now. So when I see him at the San Gennaro Feast this year, drinks are on him. Although I know Tommy doesn't drink. But you know what I mean. That's just an expression you use. Cannolis are on him. Head scratcher. But we'll get more into the Giants later on because Beckham is back. And they added, the Giants did, two wide receivers to their room in addition to Beckham. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Richard in North Arlington. What's up, Richard?
Yes, this is Richard.
Yes, it is. We've established that. What's going on, Richard?
Listen, I predicted all the way through from the Philly series, Cleveland, and to now, we're going to sweep the Spurs all the way through to the finals.
Sweep them!
And win the champion. We're sweeping the Spurs.
I love the confidence.
We swept, listen.
I'm listening.
We swept every team. If they lose
sweep Atlanta,
the game,
but they swept the
if
last
they
teams.
Lose the game, they'll be so embarrassed and upset. They're sweeping through all the way.
So you think if they lose one game? If they,
New
if
York they, City, yeah. Man. We're going to fucking party, man.
I don't know if he went all the way there, Alex. He might have. He may not have. It sounded like he might have cursed. I dumped it. It's all good. So just make sure we're back. It sounded like it might have been a curse. It may not have been a curse. Richard, I got to let you go, though, man. It was a very impassioned speech, but it sounded like you might have dropped the F-bomb there. If you didn't, it was super close. And listen, we can't, even if it's super close, we got to get rid of you. And look, I have a potty mouth, too, so I understand. Got to watch the dump button when I'm talking. In between all of that, there was something said that I think we can dissect, which is if the Knicks lose a game, because I got them winning in five. If they lose a game, how do they respond to that loss? Let's just play it out, this scenario. Game one, and you get a repeat of what happened in the Eastern Conference Finals, except the Knicks don't come back. So let's say they're rusty, they're missing shots. The Spurs are still riding the momentum they have from a Game 7 victory over the Thunder. They're at home. The building is going crazy. And the Knicks just don't have their A game. The Spurs do. And it gets ugly. And the Knicks take a loss. How does this team, off of that type of winning streak that they've had, how do they now respond on the road, down a game in the finals? The only time we have seen them with some adversity is 2-1. With the Hawks. And this is not the Atlanta Hawks. Obviously, San Antonio is a little bit on the deeper end of the swimming pool. So that will be interesting to see. Now, I think the Knicks roll in this series. I'm not sure the scenario even pops up where they will lose a game, but at that point, they'll be already in such good shape that, you know what I mean? They'll have won a couple of games. Let's say they take the first two in San Antonio and they lose game three and then they win two in a row. Whereas you're up 2-0, so I think that loss will be easier to swallow and digest. But the idea of this streak coming to an end, this idea of this run that they've been on getting halted, how do they then respond? You know, what's the narrative surrounding the series? Because you know people are going to want to, we've taken a couple of calls on it already, whether it's last night on the overnight or tonight, and we'll take more going into Wednesday. They haven't beaten anybody. And as soon as they lose a game to the Spurs, everybody's going to come out of the woodwork, the coalition and Nick haters. Oh, see, now you're playing a real team. You're playing a real team now. Now, that's just noise. But as far as the players themselves, I'm sure they go in confident. Obviously, based on what they've been doing and also the way they've played the Spurs this year. Having gone 2-1, I know one of them didn't count technically in the NBA Cup, but I watch basketball players play on a basketball court, so and they won a trophy, so in my eyes, that game counted. And the Knicks are 2-1. They won that game, they lost the New Year's Eve game, and then that Sunday sort of matinee where the Spurs came into town rolling. They had won maybe like 9, 10, 11 in a row, something like that, and the Knicks put a hurting on them. It was a total beatdown. And I think that's what you're going to see in this series a lot. You know, the Knicks show the capability of dismantling the Spurs. I think they will frustrate Wemby. I think they will break him a lot of ways mentally as he is still super-duper young and learning on the job. and credit the Spurs to even getting to this point, but okay, they've got to this point. But what's standing in front of them is the four biggest wins of all their young careers and a Knicks team that is battle-tested and ready to go. And oh, by the way, has a ton of talent, a ton of depth, more depth than they do, and is fully healthy. You're not down a couple of starters like OKC was. And they're not going to be scared and out of gas in a game 6 or 7 like the Thunder were. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Louie in the Bronx here on After Hours. What's up, Louie?
Logie, how are you, buddy?
What's happening?
When I saw all these teams, East and West, that were in the playoffs, there was two teams that I thought that might be problems. And it was the Pistons in the East, and it was OKC in the West. Everybody else, I said, no problem, we could handle. And everything seems to be falling perfect. We had the Hawks first round, no problem. Not that I didn't think we were going to beat the Celtics. I felt we had no problem with the Celtics. But you know what? Philly took care of them for us. Then we bombed Philly. All right? The other team that I was worried about was the Pistons because they beat us. Not only beat us, they destroyed us all year. But the Cavaliers took care of that. And now we took care of the Cavaliers. And now the Spurs took care of OKC because I believe this is a better matchup for us. Because if you look at that series against OKC, you know, San Antonio got blitzed in a couple of those games.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Wemby didn't bring it every game either.
Nope, certainly
he didn't bring it.
Nope.
You know, 6 rebounds, 7 rebounds. That's disgusting.
For a star player, he has a lot of bad games. For sure.
When he has
a bad game, they don't have a lot they can go to where the Knicks, all right, if Brunson has a bad game, that could be Kat's game, that could be Bridges' game, that could be Ananobi's game. You know, they are dependent on Wemby being their guy, and when he's not, they're going to lose.
Yeah, so now if he plays and he's every game and he wants to put in 36 and grab 20 rebounds and block 6 shots, okay. But he doesn't bring it every night. And I don't think they're going to have him covering Towns because they're drawing away from the basket, you know, and keep him away from the glass.
I think he's going to cover Josh Hart a lot, but that's the same type of thing, though. He's going to cover Hart.
Yeah, I thought so, too. I said to myself, they're able to put this guy on Hart because Hart's not really a scorer, although we made Cavaliers pay for that. But and here's the thing. I'm going to take a shot with OG as the MVP plus 6,000, Loogie.
Oh, that's a great bet there. That's a good little ticket to have. That's
listen,
a spicy meatball right there. If you got that one.
Here's a guy that won a championship with the Toronto Raptors.
This guy played
solid. He could put in 20 something a game. I like him. I'm taking a shot with him for the MVP in this series plus 6,000. I'm taking a shot with this guy. I think he's a live guy here in this MVP.
Well, listen.
So, anyway, Logie, you got a great show.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you, man. Yeah, listen, I've sung the praises of OG Anunoby, and you know how important this guy is. Look, everything flipped when he was traded here, and it was an unpopular decision, and there were certainly some Knicks fans that didn't like the fact that RJ Barrett was traded. They didn't like the fact that IQ was traded. And I was on the air that day. I remember it vividly. I remember where I was when that trade went down. I remember what I was doing that evening. I was hosting here on WFAN, spent basically every minute of that show talking about the OG Anunoby trade, because it was a big one. Not only in who they gave up, but who they acquired, the Knicks did. And I loved it at the time. I told you that. I said, Anunoby's going to be a perfect fit here, not only defensively, which before OG got here, the Knicks were putrid defensively. They were getting run out of the gym, especially against great teams. Anunoby was going to bring that two-way player, not only one of the best, if not the best, wing defenders, really all-around defenders in the league, but also a guy that chemistry-wise would fit with Brunson, where OG doesn't need the ball in his hands. He's not ball-dominant, where an RJ Barrett is more ball-dominant. So OG can mesh better with Brunson. It was a smoother sort of combination between the two of them. And then obviously when you bring in Mikal, now you have two guys that can also play great defense and score the basketball. Although we were waiting forever for Mikal to do that, but now he's doing it. But yeah, to go back to OG, I think he's a major, 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 major player in this series. I think I've said it last night, I'll say it again, and it's all over social media and the Spurs fans are going nuts with it. You could bookmark it all you want. I said OG's going to break Wemby. and there's got over 100 bookmarks. Great. Enjoy your summer, because that's what's happening. That's not going to get blown back in my face. Neither is Knicks in five. And even if that does, they're still winning the damn series. So if I'm wrong about five, they're going to win it in six. So you'll get a no biggie out of me, the first one of the playoff run. And everybody's looking forward to that one. You can't have an entire run of a playoff run without one no biggie. Got to have at least one no biggie. The people want to hear that. Like a rock band. They want to hear the hits. When you come to see me, you want to hear some of the hits. We try to mix up the material and some of the...
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55 plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da! If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get two phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet rely on 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
But catchphrases, if you want to call it. But there's some that, you know, you want to hear rock and roll all night long if you go see Kiss. I think that's the name of the song. You want to see Kiss paint their face. That's for sure. So you want to hear the hits. Bruce, I think you would imagine, I know he's got a million songs, but Thunder Road, is that like the song you want to hear him sing? I would imagine. And again, I don't know who's at Madison Square Garden tonight, but the crowd, it was phenomenal. I mean, it was a lot of girls walking around. I was like, okay, you know. And whenever I see that type of crowd, I just go, oh, let me see what's happening at the Garden tonight. Which is interesting. How do you schedule concerts so far in advance at Madison Square Garden? What if there's a playoff game? I assume they have to move the concert. It's one thing to schedule based on the regular season. You know what the schedule is. But you don't know when the Knicks are going to be playing playoff games months out. So I was thinking about that. I'm sure there's an easy answer. I'm sure it's an answer that everybody knows, and I'm just the one that doesn't know it. But I was thinking about that out loud. What if there was a conflict between, hey, I've had this, you know, throwing a name out there. Because obviously, Taylor Swift's coming to town. She's going to do 3 straight shows at Madison Square Garden. But, oh, wait, we have the Knicks playoff game. Or maybe even in the Rangers if they stop being gutless one of these years and actually make the playoffs again. What if you have a situation like that? What do you do? I would assume you move the concert. You sure as hell ain't moving the playoff game 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It's After Hours here on The Fan. Oh, and Rosenberg decided not to show up tonight. Paul Rosenberg, producer. Typical. You know, we have not had, literally, we've not had an open night, which is what we call in the business a five-hour, a big Lugowski here on The Fan. 5 hours of After Hours, so it's a open night. And here we are on a Monday night, and he's not here. He's probably eating ice cream somewhere, walking around the park looking for dogs like a weirdo, and he's not at work. I don't know if he called out. He didn't contact me at all about this. He didn't say anything to me. This is just classic Paul Rosenberg behavior. He claims to be a glue guy here, yet 2 days out from game one of the finals. And you know, I've been talking the Knicks on this station forever and ever and ever. And here we are, and one of my main producers is not here. And I don't know why. He just seems to be always absent in the big spot, in the big moment, but claims to be a glue guy. Let's head out to Bergen County, and Mike is on the Fan. What's up, Mike?
What's up, Tommy?
Hey, what's happening?
Let's go Knicks.
That's right. Pumped up.
Yeah. Listen, I think the first thing we need is Mitchell Robinson, honestly, to beat this team. Nobody's stopping him, Wemby, except for Mitchell Robinson, so... If we don't have Mitchell Robinson, we're not stopping the Spurs.
Well, we're going to have him. I mean, what do you think there's any doubt that he plays?
I mean, that's what I'm hearing. Well, I hear that he might miss game one at least.
Yeah, but Mike, what you're hearing, and this is just me speculating, what you're hearing is what the Knicks want you and the Spurs to hear. They don't want to tip their hand. I would be, again, floored and stunned if Mitchell Robinson is not suiting up out there, ready to go, full strength, for this game and for this finals and for this series. I mean, this is the NBA Finals. He broke his pinky, which, look, I get it. It's going to hurt. But this is not a situation where he has a calf injury or a knee injury or a hamstring. You break your pinky, you have the surgery on it, you wrap it up, and you play.
Well, how about this? What if they do Hackamich all game now?
You know
because
what?
They know that he has a broken pinky.
Yeah, but Mike, perhaps this is like Rookie of the Year where Henry Roland Gardner broke his arm and now he could throw 99. Perhaps this is the situation that unlocks him and Mitchell Robinson can hit free throws now. You never know. I mean, he can't get any worse, that's for sure. So perhaps broken pinky turned him into a great free throw shooter.
All right. Yeah.
It's food for thought.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Yeah, no, I don't know if I'm right or not. I mean, I don't know if I'm right on that spot. I don't know if I'm right. But why not? The heck with it. Perhaps the broken pinky of Mitchell Robinson is a Henry a Roland Farter situation. God and Hosa, warm up. You're going in. Maybe breaking the pinky turns him into a great free throw shooter. But I expect the Spurs to do that as the Cavs did it, the Sixers did it. The Hackamich is something that teams utilize, no doubt. And I think they go after Mitch. Like, it's a target on there. And I'm sure the lobs, the dunks, all that stuff is going to hurt when Mitchell Robinson does it. But I don't see it affecting his rebounding or his defense or his shot blocking or anything like that. And yes, he's a big part of this because not only is he another body to throw at Wemby, but if Cat gets into foul trouble, you're going to need the services of Mitch. Huck Porty is just not going to cut it. He's not Mitchell Robinson, that's for sure. He's not the rim protector. He doesn't have the game that Mitchell Robinson brings. And you know when Mitch is on his, and he didn't have a great series against Cleveland, but when Mitchell Robinson is on his game, he's a major X factor. And he's a huge, huge asset in this series for the Knicks because you want to be able to throw multiple bodies at Wemby. And you want to frustrate him. You want to get him into foul trouble. And then you want to take advantage of that because once he's off the floor, the Spurs don't have the depth. They don't have the rim protection. And they don't have enough to hold off the blitzkrieg that's coming their way with the Spurs. But I do expect Wemby to guard Josh Hart a lot. I could see that being a matchup that they employ. And I could also see Josh Hart getting a lot, as he often does, a lot of open looks. And he's got to make them pay. But the one thing about that is, and we've seen this in the playoffs, and this is a credit to Mike Brown. If Josh is struggling, Mike Brown has shown the chutzpah to go to the bench and bring in Shamet, where you know Tibbs wouldn't have done that. You know, Josh Hart's leg could have fallen off, and Tibbs would have been like, you know what, get back out there. So if Josh Hart is struggling from three and the Spurs are leaving him wide open, you could see Mike Brown go to Landry Shamet. And Landry Shamet's on fire right now. He missed one three, missed one three-pointer in the Eastern Conference Finals. And he was as responsible as anybody was for that 22-point comeback. Not only for his shooting, which he's not afraid of the big shot. And this is a guy that Landry Shamet deserves a ton of flowers. He almost didn't make the team. You know, Malcolm Brogdon was going to be Landry Shamet's spot. Forget that, though, right? I almost forgot it. And he retired. Brogdon did. And that opened up the door where Landry Shamet was part of a, I think it was him and two other guys that were competing for that last job, believe it or not. Landry Shamet's allowed to compete for it. Thankfully, they selected him, and Shamet has been a huge, obviously had the injury throughout the year, but he has been a major contributor off the bench. And he's a guy that is not afraid to take and make big shots. He's also really good defensively. Landry Shamet is a big part of the success of this team. And the depth, whether it's Deuce, whether it's Mitch, whether it's Shamet, whether it's Alvarado, whether it's Clarkson. And this is something that was an issue in years past. Lack of depth and certainly the lack of wanting to use that depth always bit the Knicks in the ass. Whether it was against Indiana a couple years ago where OG got hurt and everybody else got hurt and they just didn't have enough left in the tank and attrition went out. And then even last year where Tibbs went to Shamet and DeLon Wright, but it was too late at that point. It wasn't an established thing. Now, you know, whether it's Alvarado if he has to step in or Clarkson if he has to step in or Deuce if he has to step in. And we've seen all those guys. Clarkson, we've seen Alvarado, we've seen Shamet, we've seen Deuce all have big moments when called upon in this playoff. And the reason for that is because you're not dusting off the mothballs with these guys. These are their guys. Even if they've fallen out of the rotation at times, they've gotten enough minutes throughout the year where there's confidence, and not only confidence, but chemistry with their teammates, where it's not square peg, round hole when you get to the playoffs. And you're in desperation mode to go to your bench, and that's just never going to work. The Knicks have as much depth as the Thunder did last year. And the Spurs, they don't have that depth. They go about seven deep that would scare you. When you start getting a Luke Kornet and Harrison Barnes, veteran guys won championships, but come on. Not going to keep you up at night, that's for sure. And that lack of depth on San Antonio is going to be a problem for them, especially when Wemby gets in foul trouble, because the Knicks are going to put him in foul trouble. And even if the Knicks get into a little bit of foul trouble, they have enough, I think, bodies where they could throw at Wemby. You know, we're talking about Mitch, we're talking about Cat, we're talking about OG. That's a lot. And a lot of different looks, too, that you could throw at Wemby where you'd frustrate him. And he's a player that has shown his frustrations. You know, he skipped the podium after a bad game five, so he's shown his age at times in this playoff run. Same thing with Castle. Like, they'll show their frustration and their age. You know, Dylan Harper, local guy, another guy, Jersey, Rutgers, obviously his father, Ron, played in the league. He's 20. He was 19 for most of the season. The Spurs are not ready for this moment. And the moment they're about to see is bigger than any moment they've seen. Now, they acted on Saturday like it was the NBA Finals, and that was their big moment, which I think is also a huge major indication of where they were at mentally in that spot. The tears, the joy. Hey, we knocked off the defending champs. Well, wipe those tears, because now you have Jalen Brunson and the red-hot Knicks staring at you in the face, and you're going to have to beat them four times. You're going to have to drive the stake through their heart to knock them off, because this is it. This has to be the mentality of, hey, if they don't win this year, they're not winning. I don't know if that's the case or not. I don't have a crystal ball. I know the organization, the franchise, is in great shape. I trust Leon Rose. But there are always variables that are outside your control, like injuries and things of that nature, that could impact, you know, years in the future. So the mentality has to be, and it's not like Brunson's 22 and Cat is 20. Like, the Spurs are all young. So in theory, they're going to be back and be back multiple times. And that could potentially be in their subconscious, especially if they get down in the series. And mentally, they just quit. And the Knicks have done that to a lot of teams so far. They've beat them up so bad that they've quit. Where I don't think the Knicks are going to quit. You can't quit. because there's no turning back. There's no losing is not an option here for this group. If you're going to win the championship, now is the time to win the championship. This team was built to win a championship, to break the 50-plus year streak. Now is the time to do it. Now is the time to step up. You're getting the Spurs at the perfect time. You're getting a young team at the perfect time that are still figuring it out. But they're freshmen. They're not ready to graduate. They're not ready for varsity. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It's After Hours. Loogie here in the limelight. Let's go to Mitchell in Queens. What's up, Mitch?
Hey, Tommy. How are you?
Hey,
how's everything going?
Great, great. How's it going?
I'm well. Thanks for asking. It's been a bit since I've spoken to you. I think the last time was when you were still with Evan and Tiki sometime last year in the playoffs. I called and I said when the Knicks beat the Celtics that Thibodeau has not secured himself another year because the Celtics have shown year after year they coach themselves and shoot themselves out of series because they had no business losing to the Sixers. But a couple things for the finals that I just look at. I think there's a lot of gamesmanship going around with Mitch Robinson right now, and I think we all have no idea what's going on. And I think, like, you touched on this before. I think Clarkson, McBride, and Shamet are really the key to attacking Wemby and not letting him be a factor, because when you have everyone who can knock down shots on the floor, I feel like his ability to impact a game is less as opposed to someone like Josh Hart. And one last thing is that I feel like the Knicks haven't yet to face someone as deep as the Spurs that where we see Brunson and Towns tested defensively, which I feel like we've worried about and have yet to see yet.
Yeah, listen, that has always been the biggest concern outside of injuries, things like that, is the defense of Karl Anthony Towns, although he's played a lot better this year, and of course Brunson, because you can't hide him at times out there. And when you face a team that is well coached and guys that can take advantage of it, like the Cavs went, you know, James Harden on Jalen Brunson, that's not going to work. But obviously a guy like Castle or even a De'Aaron Fox, you know, those are guys that could get buckets. So Jalen Brunson is going to get tested. Or Dylan Harper, for sure, 100%, who looked a lot healthier by game seven. That's for sure. They're going to be tested, no doubt. You're going to have to find ways to hide Brunson defensively. That's always the case. You got to hide him because he could get into foul trouble. He could get frustrated. If he starts to get beat up defensively, I think it could impact him offensively as well.
I just have one last point, and I just kind of want to feel where your pulse is on this. You know, when the Knicks had that, when Brunson put us all on his back and made that Herculean comeback against the Cavs in game one, there was a play where OG went to the rim and Kat took us. Stupid foul pulling Jared Allen's off.
Yeah, Allen, yep.
I worry about moments like that where, you know, palms get sweaty, it's a tight game down the stretch, and you don't make another stupid play like that. Because a play like that against the Spurs, instead of the hapless Cavs, I feel like that's a big problem.
Yeah, listen, Mitch, I appreciate the call, man. Hopefully I hear from you again here in this run or after the finals is over. All fair in terms of Karl Anthony Towns, who, even though he's playing his best basketball as a Knick, perhaps the best basketball of his career during this run, and really for months now, and the Knicks are running their offense correctly through Karl Anthony Towns, you still worry about the little things, the bad basketball IQ at times, foul trouble. Look, he got into foul trouble in that Sixer series. He did have some bad moments against Cleveland with things of that nature. Bad offensive fouls where he's hooking a guy or he's dragging him to the ground. And it was masked by the fact that the Knicks were just railroading their opponents. You know, we talk about that with the Yankees sometimes. Like they'll bully everybody. They'll put up 13 runs in an inning. And the little things sometimes get thrown under the rug because, well, they won by 15 runs. So who cares situationally in the second inning if they couldn't bring in a runner from third base with one out? They scored 15 runs after that off of a bad bullpen. So you're spot on with the two things you said. Defensively, Brunson especially, is something that always is a concern. And then Karl Anthony Towns with thumb fouls is always a concern. And he still has to prove himself. Like, in the back of your mind, you're always thinking about, come on, Cat, don't do anything dumb here. Because you're 100% correct. The Spurs are more athletically gifted than the Cavs. They're better all the way around, and they would be able to take advantage of that. So the Knicks are going to have to bring their A-plus game, and they're going to have to cut out any little silly mistakes that they've made over the last 11 games, because if they don't, then yeah, it's going to be a lot longer series than I am predicting, that's for sure.
Get the scuttlebutt on your favorite team, The Fan, on the Odyssey, iHeart, and TuneIn apps.
Be honest, I still want your hands up.
Here on The Fan in New York City, Tommy Lugauer.
Lugie.
Hopefully everybody out there is having a very pleasant Lugie evening, as I got you till midnight here on The Fan. A big Lugowski, a five-hour after hours. All Knicks here to get going here in the first couple hours. Game one Wednesday night. Mets out in Seattle to start their last West Coast trip of the year. A very busy day for the Giants, including finally, reuniting, I feel like I've been talking about this for months, finally reuniting with Odell Beckham Jr., but that's not all. They did sign a pair of wide receivers in addition to Odell Beckham, and two major trades in the NFL took place within minutes of each other, it felt like, one involving the Rams and Browns and the other involving the Eagles and Patriots. We'll get into the football later on in the show, but it's all Knicks here to get us going here as we navigate our way. Can't wait till game one of the NBA Finals in San Antonio. That is Wednesday night. Let's go to Ozzy in Woodridge. What's up, Ozzy?
Hello, Thomas.
Now, Ozzy, before you say anything, I'm not going to accuse you of anything, but I'm going to ask you a question because I did make a quick little pit stop on Evan and Tiki today, and I went back on the Odyssey app and rewound and listened to how the setup was before I got on the air. This is after I was on the air. And Evan, and he could have been talking out of his rear end, which he does a lot, but he had mentioned that apparently he's told that I have been begging on the air for him to bring me to a game. Now, this isn't Ozzy stirring the pot, hitting up Evan and saying, boy, you got to hear Lugauer at night. He's back practically on his hands and knees trying to get a little bit of that NBA Finals action. Again, not accusing you, but I know, Ozzy, you like to listen to both shows. You like to stir the pot. Was Evan talking out of his rear end? Are you the source? Like, what's going on here? Because I have not been begging Evan on any of these shows to take me to a game. I know how expensive the tickets are, and I know he's got a family, and he's not going to bring me, so it's all good.
You're good, you. I am the sauce.
Now, Ozzy.
Yeah.
Is this just you playing games or playing both sides?
No,
or
I'm being serious.
Well, at what point have I come on the air and begged Evan to take me to any of these games in this playoff run?
Well, first, you counted his money, and you said he should sell those tickets because he's going to get 20 Gs.
At least.
In a championship clinching game.
Yep.
But then you said, but to be in the building, a la Francesa, I was there, is something that you'll remember forever.
I did say that.
So you were trying to convince him to keep the tickets, and of course, by proxy, take a friend. And we all know who his biggest Knicks fan friend is.
So you're saying, Ozzy, that I put that out in the atmosphere to kind of put the chessboard, set it up to where Evan heard that or heard it through the grapevine, and then he would say, man, Lugie's right. I should go. I do have $1 million in cash underneath my bed, which he probably does in a shoebox. I don't need the money per se. I've been hosting on WFAN since, what, he's 7 years old, so he's got the money. Lugie is a diehard Knicks fan. This could be the only opportunity to go see them in the finals. I'm going to forego the $20K, and I'm going to bring Lugauer. I'm not even going to take any money from him. He could buy me a sandwich or soda. That's about it. But I'm going to bring him as my special guest, and we together are going to share this experience. You're suggesting that that was what I was trying to do through a little bit of a sleight of hand, so to speak.
True story. Remember one of the nicknames I had given you, Tommy Tulips. You talk out of both sides of your mouth a lot of times.
What do you mean by that?
And I have another example of that, too, by the way.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep. It's key.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55 plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da! If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get 2 phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet reliant 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Okay.
And then, if you allow me, I got great news. Fantastic news.
Yay!
For all of
you're allowed
Rick Nick Nation that listens to your show.
You're allowed anything, Oz. You know that. This is always an open forum for you when you're on the air.
By the way, the other instance of Tommy Tulips, you said how Jalen Brunson, when he was a little boy, remembers how his dad's Knicks got beat by the Spurs. So Jalen is going to want to get revenge for his dad. So which is it? Is he playing for the name on the front of the jersey or on the back of the jersey, Tommy Tulips?
I think in this situation, he's playing more with the name on the front of the jersey, but with slightly for the name on the back as well. It's a family business.
Rick's Knicks? Yes, yes. So he's playing to avenge his father's loss in the finals.
Well, his father
main
didn't have
motivation.
Much to do with it. I think both of them would tell you that. But I did not say that. You said that. I said the main motivation is the name on the front of the jersey. There's slight motivation, I think, for the name on the back of the jersey.
Okay, Tommy Tulips. You can also be called Tommy Lottery right now.
Okay.
You should play the lottery on your way home pretty much every night starting tonight.
And why is that?
Because piggybacking off of that caller, and then I have a pledge to you and your listeners, too.
Okay.
At the end. But piggybacking on that caller from the last segment, you feared the Pistons, and they choked at home.
Not
versus
true.
Versus the gutless Cavs.
I didn't fear them, but okay. Okay, that's the way you see it. That's the way the coalition wants to see it, but that is not accurate. But you are right. They choked it away and had a gutless Game 7 performance in their building.
That caller also echoed what you kind of put out there. You feared the Thunder, and they choked at home in Game 7 as well.
You say fear, so. I say respect, but okay, you're twisting the words. I never said I'm afraid of them, but I do respect or did respect them as the defending champs.
You're living right now, bro. I'm just saying. So
you're saying you're implying here heavily, Ozzy, is that my Knicks, or the Rick's Knicks, as you would call them, have been basically handed the trophy here, as all the teams that could have posed a threat to them have been eliminated before the Knicks could see them.
I'm just saying all the teams that you feared have gone by the wayside. So you're living right, play the lottery. The stars are aligning a little bit, but you just need that one North Star to bring it all home, or they'll all burn out.
We've talked about this before, Ozzy. At some point, positive Tommy is going to get something right. You know, it's just the law of average. At some point, positive Tommy and one of the teams he roots for that he, you know, puts a bold statement out there about, one of these years it's going to come to fruition, and not just a run to the NLCS or a run to the Eastern Conference Finals, but a championship, a parade. That's going to happen. And this sure as heck feels like the year with my Knicks.
Yeah, God forbid it's one of my blue and orange that we share the Mets of the Islanders.
I'm trying with them. It just happens to be the Knicks. I wish it was the Mets. I wish it was the Islanders. I wish it was all of them. They just didn't follow. They didn't do their end of the bargain. They didn't hold up their end. You know, I held up my end with our Islanders. I always hold up my end with the Mets. Jeez, I'm out there catching strays all the time when it comes to the Mets. They got to hold up their end of the bargain. The Knicks right now are holding up theirs, that's for sure.
All right, now this is a biggie. So, you ready?
This is a biggie, not a no biggie, but a biggie. Okay, I'm ready. I'm on the edge of my seat here, Ozzy.
And I'm actually being serious. I want to be respectful to you and all your loyal Knicks fan listeners. Okay?
Yeah.
Whatever happens after each game, I will not call, whether it is to gloat if the Spurs win or anything, skip the podium if the Knicks win. I will not be calling. And that includes a couple days grace period, whatever the outcome of the finals is. I will not be calling your show. I will give leeway. I will give room. None of my nonsense during the entire finals.
Oh, so you're going to be celibate. This is celibacy now.
Yes.
You're celibacy.
I'm going to be master of my domain.
You're going to be master of your domain. I mean, I shave too, not every day, but yeah, it's one of those situations. Okay, so Ozzy and Woodridge is vowing to me and my loyal listeners and all the Knicks fans out there.
Not skipping the podium.
You are not skipping the podium, but you are going on a finals hiatus. You are going to be celibate throughout the finals, and once it's over, you're still going to give a few days, but once those few days are up, no matter what the outcome is, we will hear from Ozzy.
Yes, and I don't want to hear you say, if your prediction comes to fruition, I don't want you to hear you say the coalition is skipping the podium when it comes to me. So I'm just being respectful to you and all of Rick's Knicks Nation.
So what you're saying is right now that you are not going to call this radio show. You'll call Evan and Tiki, I'm sure, but you won't call this radio show right now or at any point during the finals, no matter what the outcome is. And then let's call 2-3 days after the fact. We will then hear from Ozzy. You will address the nation here, and you will hit the podium.
But what I want right now, and right I just now. Thought of this, I'm going off script, believe it or not.
You're going off script? This isn't on the cocktail napkin or an IHOP napkin?
Yeah.
No, okay, you didn't write this one down a couple hours ago? Okay, what is this? Off script. Go ahead.
This one just hit me like a lightning bolt, since I won't be speaking to you for approximately 2 weeks. If Evan the Weasel does take you to a clinching game, give me a premature thank you right now.
Okay, you got it, Ozzy. I appreciate it. You get your thank you, your premature thank you, and your message is loud and clear. And I'll remind the audience of that Ozzy in Woodridge right now declared that he will take a sabbatical, a hiatus from after hours. He will not be calling in, which some of you out there, the internet's rejoicing right now. And then Ozzy, as you know, and Ozzy knows this, he's not the most beloved caller to this radio station. But I love Ozzy. And Evan loves Ozzy, so we love Ozzy. And Ozzy kind of plays both sides of the fence here when it comes to me and this show, and then obviously my former show, Evan and Tiki. But that's cool. I think it's funny. I like the kind of crossover of that. But Ozzy will not call through the entire NBA Finals, and then no matter what the outcome is, we will hear from him after it is over here on After Hours. So you're there. And yes, if Evan takes me, but by the way, there's no shot that, and I'm not saying this so he takes me, there is no chance that Evan is going to go to that game. And if he does, he's going to sell one of the tickets, and he's going to roll solo, which he's used to that. You know how many movies he's probably gone to by himself through the years? A matinee movie, you know, on a Saturday afternoon. Yeah, I'm sure he did that a million times. So Evan's used to rolling solo, and that's the only scenario I could see where he goes to the game. Because, hey, you could tell the wifey, or you could tell your accountant, or you could tell whoever it is in your life, your kids, look, I wanted to see history. I wanted to be there for that moment, this historical New York moment as the Knicks finally win a championship, first time in 50-plus years. But I sold my other ticket, and he might have three tickets at this. Who the hell knows? He might own half the building at this point in terms of, you never know with him. Every day you wake up, he's got season tickets for this. He's got more seats for that. He's added Met seats. He's got Nick. And then people say, I touch his money. This stuff doesn't cost nothing. He's adding seats left and right. He's got four season tickets. And you know he's not. Well, maybe he does make money with the Nets. I don't know. The place is packed all the time. But be that as it may, he could say, hey, I went to the game, but I sold my other tickets. So I made, you know, 20, 30 grand, whatever the case may be. Because I could sit here and guess what the ticket prices are going to be as we move further and further in the finals. The sky's the limit. There is no limit. 5, 10, 15, who knows how many thousands of dollars it's going to cost you to be at Madison Square Garden. As they are already through the roof when you have to lay down, you know, maybe $5,000 as the get-in price.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about UnitedHealthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At UnitedHealthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for UnitedHealthcare. I'm committed to care.
Baseball has always been a game of inches. Now, it's also a game of seconds. T-Mobile and MLB have teamed up to bring ABS Challenge to all 29 ballparks across the U.S. This isn't a minor upgrade. This is the most significant new technology in the history of the sport, and it's powered by T-Mobile. With every pitch thrown, ABS Challenge uses real-time precision to verify the call, giving them the support they need. No delays, no guesswork, just accuracy at the speed the game demands. Thanks to ABS Challenge, T-Mobile is helping power the moments that define the game. When performance and reliability are non-negotiable, MLB turns to T-Mobile. That's not a coincidence. That's what happens when the most innovative network in the country powers the most data-driven sport in the world. T-Mobile powers MLB's most ambitious technology, and America's best network powers your connection to baseball, home or away, every pitch, every game, every day. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Major League Baseball trademarks and copyrights are used with permission of Major League Baseball. Visit MLB.com. T-Mobile, best mobile network in the U.S. according to Ookla speed test, based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2026. Ookla trademarks used under license and reprinted with permission.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Nerds!
Yes.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.